the gorgeous kitchen with Josephine and Donna, this is a Sainsbury's Magazine recipe. Hi, my name's Josephine from Radio Gorgeous, and today is really exciting because we've got a group of girls together, women, haven't we?
Ladies. And,
we're having a fun barbecue because it's a gorgeous June day. Sun shining, barbecue's on. We've got two guests with us today. Can you introduce yourselves, please?
Hello, Josephine. I'm Jo Rees.
And you're a presenter sometimes on Radio Gorgeous.
I do lovely presenting for Radio Gorgeous occasionally, which makes me very happy. But otherwise, in my other life, I'm a novelist and author.
And over to Bree.
Hello, I'm Bree Forer, and I'm the editor at Radio Gorgeous.
And you are the most important person, because without you, we couldn't get anything out. We've also got an extra special friend with us today, but can she speak?
Yeah, you're not going to get too much out of Flo, but we've got little 21-month-old Florence here.
And we'll get a photograph of her, don't worry. She's the most beautiful little girl. So first of all, Donna and I are going to make the salads, and I'm going to read out the recipe, darling, and you're going to cook it.
Fantastic.
It's very exciting. It's a Sainsbury's. It's called Bright Sides. A great barbecue needs delicious accompaniments, and these side salads will almost steal the show. Well, what we've done is we've chosen one with meat in it so that it's like a main course.
Excellent.
And it's one that we really fancied. So what we're having today is roasted sweet corn, chorizo and toasted almond salad. It serves four people, hands-on time 15 minutes and total time is 25 minutes. Let's see whether this happens. So first of all, Donna, two corn on the cob, please.
Got it.
Okay, one pack of diced chorizo, 50 g of whole almonds halved. That's going to be a job, chopping almonds. A bunch of spring onions, finely chopped. Here they are. 200 g of cherry tomatoes, a bag of rocket leaves, and extra virgin olive oil, and 3 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil. Okay, right. So first of all, prepare the barbecue to medium until the coals turn a pale grey. Place the corn on the barbecue and cook until charred, turning frequently about 5 or 6 minutes. Alternatively, cook under a preheated grill, but we haven't done that. We bought a barbecue.
Now, do we need to brush the corn?
No, because it's got oil in it. Yeah.
Corn oil.
Yeah.
I'm not hearing sizzling, but it is on. I'm feeling the heat rise from that, so that's right. I'm going to get some tongs for the turning of that.
Okay. So our corn on the cob's on the barbecue, which I bought this morning in Sainsbury's. You can get everything there, everything.
I'm going to cheat and have one of the girls do the turning while I do everything else.
That's a really good idea. Also, I do think we're going to need an almond chopper as well. Heat a frying pan and add the diced chorizo and cook for 2 to 3 minutes until cooked. Can I just say also, as I said again, we need someone to... Yeah, we really need an almond chopper. So we'll get Joe to do it.
I will quickly chop the almonds.
Okay.
If I have any trouble, I will call in assistance.
Okay.
I always start projects with enthusiasm and then realize when they're a little bit harder, oh, sous chef!
So who is your sous chef normally?
Well, whoever's around.
Okay. Please, anyone want some almonds? I'm peckish. Anyone want some almonds? Would you like an almond, Joe?
Yeah.
There you go.
Almonds are so good for you, aren't they?
Thank you.
I'm about to fill it up again, John.
These almonds are having themselves a treat, so I do not need the assistance of a sous chef. Because look at that.
Can we get the chorizo on? Because
just put the light on it. They have enough squishy turn.
It has enough oil in it itself.
Yeah.
I put it a little bit lower because you don't want it charred.
Fabulous. Joe's gone outside again. I'm dying to know now. Sorry, I'm really nosy. How did you meet your, because you're married to quite a famous author.
Yes,
I know in your own right, you are obviously, you know, very, very successful. But tell me the story how you met.
Well, I met Emlyn because he was my agent's assistant. I wrote a book that I gave to a friend of mine, and she'd managed to get it into Random House. And this woman said, this girl can write, but she needs an agent. And I was totally green. I had no idea about how you got a book published. So off I went to Haymarket on my bike. I went to see Vivian Schuster, who's a really famous agent. And I sat in her office going, so what do you do then? And she sort of explained that she would take me on and be my agent, which was very lucky. And then I met Emlyn, a friend of ours, mutual friend was doing an article for what seemed very glamorous at the time. It was the Guardian website. It was like a website. And it was about authors and first-time authors, and that's how we really met for the first time. We became sort of confidants and friends. And then one night, we got really drunk together in Soho, and he was single and I was single, and we were going to share stories about what we were doing. And he said, we should write this stuff down. Do you fancy writing a book with me? And I said, yeah, it'd be fine. And the next morning he rang me and I was so hungover. He said, do you remember what we were talking about last night? And I went, yeah, I do, I think. And he said, do you want to write this book? And I said, yep, let's do it. And you know when you say yes in life occasionally and it's the thing that changes your life. We had this hilarious time. He wrote a chapter from a boy's point of view of a book that then turned out to be called Come Together. And it was all his stories about, you know, being a single guy in London. And then I wrote the chapter afterwards from this girl Amy's point of view, and I put loads of stuff in it and about me and myself, and then together we realized that we had kind of comedy goals, and that was it, and we started writing together.
Yeah,
and
what then, about romance? And come then, on, I want the romance.
So we all, my friends said, don't do anything with this guy because, you know, he's your big ticket to being a successful author. It's what you've always wanted to be.
Don't get off with him.
No. Absolutely.
Totally. Heard all his stories.
I'd also heard all his stories, and he knew all about me. And so we had this extraordinarily Victorian relationship where we were writing a warts and all book about sex and people jumping into bed together, and we were kind of very hands off with each other. And I said to Emily one night, are we going to talk about this? He went, absolutely not. Left the restaurant. And I thought, oh man, I've completely blown it. And he came back in, he said, there's really 10 really good reasons why we can't get together. So I grabbed him and kissed him, and that was that.
So you are, so actually revealing all can actually make it a better relationship.
I think so. I think the thing is that, you know, now people kind of have hookups and jump into bed together really quickly. But how you fall in love with somebody is actually getting to know them.
Yeah, which I've never done that.
And I think that, you know,
I've always jumped into bed and then got to know.
Well, this is what we wrote the book about. Mm. And actually,
just interrupting about food. Yeah. Chopping the scallions now.
Okay.
Sorry, spring onions.
Yeah, spring onions, yeah.
Do I do the whole bunch?
Yeah, do the whole bunch, yeah.
Right. Carry on. Don't mind me.
Yeah. Did you fall in love, though?
Yes, totally. But we were very lucky to find each other. And he was great because he knew me backwards by the time we'd even got together. He knows me better than anybody else has ever known me.
God, really nice. Now, hang on. Now, let's go back to the recipe. Go turn the corn. Look at this, us girls together. Can't stop talking.
We've got almonds. We've got chorizo.
So, the chorizo is now being stirred by Bree. Thanks very much, Bree.
No worries.
I've done almonds. Spring onions.
Now, when the almonds are sliced, which you've done, you've got to add them to the chorizo, actually.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
And cook for 1 minute, only 1 minute, until golden. Then, number three, add the spring onions, cherry tomatoes, and rocket to the bowl and toss together gently. Okay, be gentle with them.
All right, do we need a bit? We need a bowl then. We need a salad
bowl.
Yeah,
we need a lovely salad bowl, yeah.
I've got a beautiful one here. And I have a little picnic cover for it as well.
Oh, it's a beautiful hand-turned kind of
monk.
Oh, is it African?
Oh, no, black walnut crotch.
Oh.
But it's very light, but it's beautiful.
I won't say anything else about that.
Yeah, say nothing. Do I add the scallions to that?
I'll just check.
I mean the spring onions, sorry.
Yeah, get it right in this
Ooh,
country,
yes,
please.
Tomatoes.
Yeah, and then we'll serve it. It'll be absolutely delicious. Can't wait to try it, can you? You'll find this recipe and much, much more in the June edition of Sainsbury's Magazine. Go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk. This is a Radio Gorgeous production for radiogorgeous.com.